You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Crystal, a very good morning to you. We know, of course, our president has been in Zimbabwe. There was that talk. There were talks around a bailout for Zimbabwe. Will that happen?
No, it's not going to happen, Bongani. Good morning. Cyril Ramaphosa is not going to be Father Christmas, but he is going to bear some gifts. He's been the biggest basic public relations person for Zimbabwe, asking the international community to lift sanctions. And I think the challenge is, if I went through the communique, Bongani, is that obviously South Africa simply doesn't have the money. I mean, given our own challenges here, state capture, ESCOM, a May election, just to name a few. But what South Africa and Zimbabwe did agree is to, for instance, increase a facility, which is an arrangement between the two central banks. Basically, under that facility, Zimbabwe will be able to access money from our central bank, vice versa. Private banks can also come into the play, and so the South African government will guarantee those loans. So those are some of the softer issues that I think South Africa is saying to Zimbabwe, we can assist you with this, but when it comes to a big bailout, that simply, at the moment, politically won't work for South Africa. But what we also see is that on the sidelines, Zimbabwe's finance minister, he's been visiting European capitals and the U.S., and also Minister Mube Bongani, he was a former senior executive at the African Development Bank. So he, of course, has close relationships with the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank. And the big issue is that Zimbabwe has to settle the debt. They own about $2.1 billion to the World Bank and the African Development Bank, and $3.3 billion to other bilateral members of the Paris Club, which includes the UK, Switzerland, and Russia. And that is the big issue for Ghana, is to pay off those loans, restructure their debt, and get them on the path of some sort of economic reform, and of course getting those sanctions lifted. And that's where Cyril Ramaphosa will be the biggest PR person for that.
All right, and the EU weighing in on Nigeria's electoral process, saying there are systemic failings. Fix it, they say.
Yes, and Bongani, so of course that country had that governorship election this weekend, and the EU and also the NDI, which is the National Democratic Institute from the US, they were the big international groups that actually stayed on for that governorship election. And they say, look, there's really a need for serious electoral reforms, because there's been systematic failure, especially around, for instance, electoral security. And that's why we saw just such a low voter turnout, because people simply feared for their lives. And for instance, in the area where I observed the election, which was the River State, they said insecurity was so bad that the electoral body had to actually stop vote counting. And in fact, that's one of the seven states that has inconclusive results and will have to have a rerun, which will just further cause more anxiety. So far, we also see that the ruling APC, which is Buhari's party, is leading the race with 23 governors, and the opposition tailing behind with less than seven. Meanwhile, that three-person tribunal, Bongani, they've granted a request to the opposition to inspect the voters' register, card reader machines, and ballot papers, because they are still questioning Muhammadu Buhari's victory, Bongani.
All right, we'll leave it there with Crystal Alderson, and this morning's Africa Report.